DJ, Jazzy Jeff. What up, Jeff?
How are you, man?
Man, it's been a long time. How you been?
Oh, man, I'm great. I cannot complain.
I know you're busy. I've seen your schedule.
Yeah, a little bit.
You do a lot of dates overseas, and people don't know about it. You do a lot of European, Canadian, Asian, Australian, New Zealand, Middle East, and but you're at home. You're at home, and you're rocking the DNC.
Yeah, I have to, man. It's up the street. I got to do it.
You along with Lady Gaga and Lenny Kravitz tonight, huh?
Yeah. It should be good.
Yeah, when you come out on stage, what's your first song? What's the first song you're spinning, man?
I don't know. I gotta see the temperament of the crowd.
Yeah.
That all depends because, you know, I'm not trying to scare anybody.
Yeah. So,
but I'm gonna make sure it's good.
So you're not coming out with James Brown, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, right?
You know, that's gonna be in the prepared bin. That's gonna be just in case.
You see, DJ Jazzy Jeff playing. He said bin. That's his.
Yeah.
he's still old. You still carry around vinyl?
Nah. I'm too old for that one. I'm still happy that they. I'm still happy they put all my music on a computer.
You don't have to haul those crates no more.
Oh man, them big metal cases that would bang your knees. I got so many marks in my knees from them cases.
Yeah, these DJs today are soft, aren't they? Aren't they, Jeff?
Yeah.
They soft. They don't know the struggle.
They don't know the struggle.
Listen, the struggle was real. I wanted to kill anybody who put a DJ booth upstairs that you had to walk up the steps with them records.
And they always put them upstairs.
And they always made them small.
And you got all this equipment and metal cases and everything.
Yeah, it was rough back then. It was really.
And
was
now
rough.
you carry all your stuff in a backpack.
In the back pocket. All of the stuff in the back pocket.
Have you Do you
That's
watch
it.
The TV show Power?
Yes, I do.
Have you seen the DJ and all of the way that they kowtow to him on Power this season? And I was just wondering if it's the same thing when you were out there back in the day first starting out and people were crazy about DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. They get crazy over DJs these days.
Yeah, it, trust me. I mean, I never in a million years thought 30 years later I'd be working more than I did ever. But it was almost kind of like the internet, that I was inside the bubble when the DJ bubble burst.
Mm.
So I had a really good spot. You know, I had already been going out and playing.
Of course.
So when it just turned around, and I think it really, really kicked off when they started putting some of the EDM DJs' fees in. You know, when they started posting those, it kind of made the business world turn around and take notice that, you know, some of these guys were making $40, $50, and $60 million, which
right.
I don't understand, because that wasn't
you know,
I wasn't
I don't
one
understand.
Of them.
You know, I really don't understand it, and I look at it and I go, wow.
Yeah, you know, $400,000 for a night.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
I'm, you know,
and you're like, over here, look what I can do.
Listen, because no disrespect. They can't do what I can do.
Okay.
That's right.
I can do what they do.
Okay.
But they can't do what I can do.
That's right. There's no way they can mix like you.
No.
But it's easy to mix like, you know, when you're doing that kind of DJing.
But you know what? I don't hate on anybody's hustle.
No, me either.
Because ultimately, it gave a lot of light and shine to the DJ culture, and it helps everybody out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, my whole thing is, listen, you know, I'm going to show you what a good DJ is.
All
That's
right.
it. You know, I don't, you know.
DJ Jazzy you know, Jeff.
Show you by example. That's right, man. That's my man, Tom.
That's right. That's right. Hall
listen,
of Fame.
We go back so far. I tell so many people that story. Tom Joyner hurt my feelings.
What?
He crushed me.
What? Not Uncle Phil?
No.